Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are
Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. Yeah, this is the Macho Man Randy Savage, and that's the only place to listen to wrestling, I do believe. Yes, dig it. Yeah.
ご挨拶。私の名前はアキラ・トウズワです。私はミスリメンのベースプレイヤーです。時間も割いて私たちの音楽を地域でいただきありがとうございます。あなたがそれを楽しんで猫の記憶を私の驚くべき作り入れてしベースの技術宣告を席巻したりでの名前を買った。でも、マイルズ・デイブルス好きです。大好きです。その素晴らしい
Beaverbrook Motors is located in Runnymede, New Jersey. They offer fast and reliable towing, as well as emergency road services. In addition, Beaverbrook Motors offers a full-service collision center. Beaverbrook Motors is conveniently located at 1253 North Black Horse Pike in Runnymede, New Jersey, 08078. For more information, call 856-931-8882 or check out BeaverbrookMotors.com.
All right, and welcome. This is Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. I'm, of course, the host, Double D, the Dean of Credibility, and I am joined by a very special guest, a man who has overcome a lot of things in his life, but a man who is back here at Sideshow Pro after the return. It is Nick Arcade. Nick, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me, Dean.
Oh, not a problem. You know what? I want to run down this card because I'm looking at it. There's even more surprises than I was aware of.
Oh, yeah, it looks like we have quite an exciting show tonight, actually.
Now, take a look at this right here. Niles Young, returning, coming back. He was in one of the four important matches last time. He's back, and he's got a tough test, two debuts. DJ Hyde, owner of CZW, a man who has been around this world, and Super Pogo. What do you know about Super Pogo?
I can't say much, but from what it looked like on that trailer video for tonight's show, Super Pogo is some sort of clown, and all I gotta say is it looks like he fits in this kind of atmosphere here at Sideshow Pro.
He does fit in the atmosphere, but I'm worried about DJ Hyde being here. We know about the man's reputation.
He's known as Lariat, and that name says it all right there. I mean, Niles Young has a lot going against him tonight. He's got DJ Hyde, newcomer, but I'm pretty sure he has, you know, he's faced him. It's no secret, but Super Pogo, he may be the wild card in this matchup. You know, no one knows what they expect.
Now, Alex Payne, he was, of course, in one of those big four important matches last time. Now, this has been 10 months in the coming. We're finally back. This is great. Alex Payne taking on Mighty Mo. And you know Mighty Mo quite well.
Yeah, Mighty Mo. We've had some connections in the past few sideshows. It's been a good run with him so far. But he's going up against Alex Payne, who's completely demolished the competition.
The American Psycho.
American Psycho. I mean, I don't know who does it best, but this guy definitely comes to the top when you rank who can do it the best.
The return of the Funhouse Four-Way. We're going to have the return of Eric C. Jones, Kimberly, Cluck Norris, and Xerox, the door-to-door luchador. Now, what do you think about this one? You have a lot of talent in there and under one ring.
Yeah, and I'm no secret to this match. This is my debut match with the Funhouse Four, and I've worked with Xerox and Eric C. Jones, so this is a different mix-up, so it's interesting to see who's going to come out on top this time.
That's right. Now, here's somebody I don't know much about. It is Core taking on Ryan Slater. Now, Ryan Slater, I know him well, but what do you know about Core?
Core, he's wrestled Pennsylvania. I know he's done a lot of matches out there. Now he's back on the East Coast. He's new to Sideshow. You know, but I really don't know what he's going to bring. He's just going to be a good surprise as a Super Pogo.
So another debut. A lot of debuts here tonight.
Yeah, quite a bit.
Now, I am not even sure what that stands for. SOA. Do you know what that is?
No clue.
I put you on the spot. Well, we got a team by the name of SOA. I think that has something to do with Preacher Phineas James.
Oh, I'm familiar with him. I have no idea what SOA is.
Yeah, I don't know what that stands for.
I guess we'll find out later on tonight.
Sons of Anarchy? I don't know.
Possibly.
There's so many debuts, so many stars here. I don't know what's going on. Of course, WWE Hall of Famer Sonny just walked in the door.
Yeah, and caught everybody's attention for a moment there. You just never know who's going to show up here at Sideshow Pro.
That's right. Sonny will be here. She'll be signing autographs, taking pictures, I'm sure, here at the Proving Grounds, 1030 Delcy Drive. Now, Nathan Avery, he's going to kick off the second half here with Alexander James.
Yeah, Alexander James.
And they're going to take on David Starr.
David Starr, once again, another newcomer. I mean, he's been around, but now, like, from what I understand, he's an up-and-comer in this this league right now. But here at Sideshow Pro, he's making his debut, tying it up with, you know, Alexander James. He's got Nathan Avery with him. This, you know, may not fare well for him since the Ivy League, you know, ganging up on him.
Now, this is personally one I can't wait for. Highly entertaining wrestlers making their Sideshow debut, taking on Steel Dragon, and you know a little bit about Steel Dragon.
Steel Dragon, yeah, that was my last match last year. Those two guys, they're my first loss here in Sideshow Pro, but, God, I mean, these guys, they're just extremely talented and colorful and bright. You just can't put a pass to that.
Well, when you speak about colorful, it doesn't get more colorful than highly entertaining wrestlers either.
Absolutely. I mean, guys also coming to your sideshow. I mean, yeah, that's the thing about sideshows. There's always fresh talent. You never know who's going to walk in the door. You have highly entertaining wrestlers, which, whether you like the guys or not, they're highly entertaining wrestlers. That's exactly what you're going to expect when you see them.
That's right. And, of course, the Financial Miracle Alley will be at ringside for the match.
Yes, yes.
Alexander James will be taking on, in the co-main event, Greg Excellent.
This is my personal favorite match that I'm looking forward to. Greg Excellent, he's tremendous talent. People underestimate him for his size. This guy can fly. He could be a high flyer. I mean, he's just ridiculous in that ring. And Alexander James, and these two also have had history, you know, as far as working, you know, other circuits. Now they're meeting here at Sideshow Pro. I mean, just can't wait to see what happens when they tie it up.
Now, when you say other circuits, what happened? Greg Excellent injured Alexander James' neck.
Yes, and if you caught the first edition of Ballyhoo.
I did catch it.
Yes, Alexander James made a very critical statement about that. Talked about the whole Tiger Driver and, you know, busted his head. Took
right,
him out of
yeah, right on the mat. It was a scary situation.
Absolutely.
A few months ago. But luckily, he's back right now.
Yeah, definitely.
And then the main event. I'm not sure. How do we even describe this? The Chainsaw versus the Living Dead? I'm not sure what to call it.
He has many names. Living Dead, the Monster. It goes on and on. But this guy has been a completely dominating freak. The Monster that is Anthony Creed. Taking on the Chainsaw, Joe Gacy. And these two are just monsters in their own way. And, I mean, this place will be completely destroyed when this match is over. These two guys will completely annihilate everything just to get a victory.
Now, I am up on the social media, as they say. I like to look around. I like to watch things. I like to see what people post. This is Anthony Graves' first ever main event. He is treating this like a big deal, and I'm sure he doesn't want to take another 3-4 years to get back to a main event. So this is a very important match for Anthony Graves.
Absolutely. Anthony Graves, I mean, he's a big hit with the fans. Everybody loves him. He's just, you know, just don't take Joe Gacy too lightly. Don't go in this with a big head. That's the advice I have for Anthony Graves. Just go in there and do what you do best. You can come out with a victory. Joe Gacy.
He's no slouch either.
Definitely not. I mean, don't underestimate Joe Gacy. He's been dominating your sideshow. Whether win or loss, doesn't matter. He's been completely annihilating everybody in the past.
Now, of course, this all happens starting at 7:30 bell time.
Right.
At 10:30 Delsey Drive. Building 4W in Westville, Deptford Township, I think is the best way to say it.
Yeah.
New Jersey. Now, tickets are $12, $10 for kids. I can't wait to see what's going to happen here tonight. We're going to be back in just a moment with our first guest. And I'm not sure who that's going to be, but I'll figure it out. And
should be hard. Got a lot
yeah,
of talent out here.
Plenty of people out here right now. So, I'm going to go away with the Mystery Men, keep my heat on, and we'll be right back after this. and we are back, and I am sitting with Niles Young. Niles, I'll tell you what, this is exciting. You're back. You're a big deal here in Sideshow Pro. You won one of the four important matches last time around.
I did indeed, and I've also been an integral part in traveling up to Binghamton, New York, along with Joe Gacy, along with Alex Payne, along with Kimberly.
That's right, the Excite.
Indeed. To basically spread the sickness of Sideshow. You know, basically make a name for the company on the indies as well.
Okay, so what exactly is going on with this Excite store? I mean, you're going up there, up to Binghamton, New York, of all places, and you're taking on the Excite roster, making a name for yourself. I know what happened last time. Team Sideshow Pro took on and took out the Excite roster.
Absolutely, and I guess what it boils down to is a lack of respect. And a great deal of disrespect, and I guess that goes hand in hand. But, you know, you throw a bunch of garbage opponents at Joe Gacy, and then you have the nerve to have a tournament to crown a world heavyweight champion. And, if you didn't see how the matches were put together and the way that we were mistreated that whole event, yeah, I mean, I think it speaks for itself. The world heavyweight champion is Chainsaw Joe Gacy, and you know, his royal court consists of myself, now it also consists of DJ Hyde, along with Kimberly and Alex Payne. I mean, like I said, beyond making a name for ourselves, we're setting the record straight, you know?
Wait, so DJ Hyde is also part of this royal court, as you call it?
Absolutely. I mean, we brought him in the last show. He was actually involved in my match in the four-way, but, you know, nevertheless, we were able to put our differences aside to work together in the match, but
that's actually a perfect segue.
Certainly.
Because tonight, you will be in the ring with DJ Hyde,
right?
His debut here at Sideshow Pro.
Yes.
And another debut, Super Pogo. Now, what the hell do you know about Super Pogo?
you know, Dean, your guess is as good as mine at this point. From what I understand, he's a clown.
He fits into the whole Sideshow theme.
A wrestling clown, and so we'll see. I mean, I'm not looking to be made to laugh today, so if that's what he's bringing to the table, I wish him luck, but he's in there with two of the best.
So you guys are together in this royal court with Joe Gacy. Are you guys going to work together, or is this a man for himself, as it should be?
I mean, you could see a little bit of teamwork, but at the same time, you know, I'm not willing to turn over my rank in this promotion. Like, as you mentioned, nearly a year ago, or whenever the last Sideshow Pro event was, I did qualify. I did qualify in a very important match for the championship here at Sideshow. And it's like I said, I'm not willing to stand down, not for DJ or anybody. So
we could see some fireworks. That's what you're getting at.
Hopefully, like I said, we work together to help me forward my position.
But of course,
company.
We know the ego of DJ Hyde. I'm not saying anything that people don't know. I mean, this man has an ego.
Of course he does. And as he should. A man of his caliber, of his experience, of his position, where he's in the business. Certainly, he should have a bit of an ego. But again, he really needs to know his place in this company. He needs to know his place in this match. He needs to know his place as it pertains to Team Sideshow and our campaign against Excite Wrestling.
Okay, so are you worried? My last question.
Sure.
Is, are you worried, perhaps, of any type of something coming from Excite Wrestling tonight? You've been going up there. I mean, what if they came down here to Deptford, New Jersey?
Well, you know, like I said, considering 4, 5, 6 of us all together were able to not only take their world title and beat up their management, we beat up Johnny Moose, we beat up their entire roster and all their figureheads in their hometown, in their hall at the American Legion Post 80. So under what circumstance would anybody think that they're going to come to our house and do the same thing? Like, this is, you know what I'm saying? We have strength in numbers here.
That's true.
This is our house. So if we could invade your house, you know, with so few numbers and come up strong, it just wouldn't be smart. That's all I can say is it wouldn't be smart for Team Excite to come here today.
I like the way you're thinking. Good luck tonight in that ring, that very ring.
Thank you, Dean.
As you take on, I mean, he's the big cheese in independent wrestling, especially on the East Coast. DJ Hyde and Super Pogo. A man that neither of you could actually get ready for.
Right, exactly. I mean, will we be pogoed? Is that, is there a pogo stick involved?
Who knows?
Right. I'm not looking forward to
finding
out.
Have you ever seen a match by this guy? I haven't.
I have not. And, you know, I don't know what to expect. I really don't.
I don't think any of us do. But thank you yet again, Niles. I'm going to let you get back.
Right on.
Do what you do
Thank
best.
You very much.
And we'll talk very soon,
yes, sir. Yeah, man.
All right. And we'll be back right after this. Another treatment.
That's great. I love when you have to see emotional stuff.
We're back, and I am joined by the standard of excellence. That's right. It is Nathan Avery.
Yeah,
how are
you
tonight?
I'm excellent. Tonight's going to be a great night. Sideshow Pro is back. They're paying me a ridiculous amount of money to be here.
That's beautiful.
I got paid
here just to do the pre-show.
Yeah?
Yeah. Excellent. I mean, Sideshow, that's where the money
Who
is.
Who the hell is throwing money around like that? They could just afford you and I to be here just hanging out.
I come with quite a rate, as they say in the biz. Now.
All right.
Nathan,
yes.
Tonight, you're trying to snap a losing streak.
Okay. I thought we weren't going to talk about that.
I'm sorry, but I asked the hard-hitting question.
That you do, and that's what I enjoy about you, Dean. But not when it's about me. But
So you've had a little hard luck here. You and Alexander James, also known as the, what the hell are you calling?
Oh, the Ivy League.
That's
right. Yeah,
I was going to call it the Varsity Club. But
I mean, I'm the Ivy League on my own. It's all my pants, for God's sake. I am Mr. Ivy League.
Well, you're the standard of excellence.
I am. I have a couple different things people call me. Some I can't talk about on the radio, this fine program. But, I've only had like two tag matches with the guy, and we lost them both, and he likes to blame me for them.
Well, but then you had a singles match. And
I
you
lost
didn't
that.
Much
no.
Better there either.
But that was I take the blame solely for that because obviously it's a singles match.
Yeah.
In a tag match, it's a team. Alexander James doesn't know how to operate as a team. He just wants to put all the blame on me. I don't agree with that. So tonight, if he says one word about this at all tonight, I'm done. One word at
no
all.
No more That's, Ivy League.
No more Ivy League. There's an Ivy League. I am the Ivy League. But Alexander James will be expelled from the Ivy League. Like that.
I do. Now, what would you say tonight? You have a young up-and-comer.
I do.
David Starr.
Yes.
He's attached with Sonny. I mean, this is a lot of... That's very distracting, just knowing
it's
that.
It's going to be extremely distracting. And as great as me and David Starr look, I mean, we do look pretty great. Sonny's going to be really distracting for these fans that come out to this show. So I don't even know if that's going to be hard as it is. You know, but
well, how do you prepare for a guy that young on the independent circuit like David Starr? How do you prepare for a guy like that?
Just got to keep going. You got to go in there and go with what you know. Just got to go in there with what you know.
Well, what
I'm not
going
to put down David Starr at all. Cause David Starr, as I said previously, he is a specimen. That boy is he's
look
an extreme.
At it.
Look at it. Exactly. Look at it.
The product.
Yes, but
I think you got your hands full.
I do. But the thing is, he's cocky. He's a little cocky. I feel like maybe he didn't do his homework, you know. So he may not even know me as well. He is a young kid. He looks hungry. So sometimes those guys, their head gets to him a little bit. So he might be going to this just thinking he's going to get over on me, and that's just not going to happen in 19.
Well, definitely not.
So that's you know, my strategy is just to do what I always do. Just go out there and just try to get the upper hand right away and then end the whole thing as soon as possible.
Sounds like you got a plan. Sounds like it's going to be something. So the return of Sideshow, what does it mean to you that finally, after almost a year, 10 months, Sideshow Pro is back?
Well, they sent me a few offers, and I denied them. So the offer that I finally accepted that I came here with, I appreciate. So, you know, like I said,
so this
before,
is more a business decision rather than...
Absolutely. As I said
you're
before...
You're not a company man.
No. As I said before, look, regardless of what's going to happen, David Starr is just going to move to another show, to another city, and he's just going to stay on the road. He's going to live his boring on-the-road life. He's going to get that 10 minutes of a rush in that ring. But I'm just going to go home after this, home to my house, home to my family. Wrestling is not number one in my life, and that's what makes Nathan Avery so great. I don't need wrestling. This is just fun to come in here and just beat people up. I can walk away from this anytime I want.
Legally assault someone.
Exactly.
No
exactly. 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 You know, I have a fortune to protect. I have a lot riding on this, not on wrestling, just on me. And wrestling protects me from beating people up and not getting in trouble for it. Lets out my aggressions. Some people think Nathan Avery had it easy growing up. All right, I had some rough times growing up, so I like to get my aggression out.
You know
this
what?
Is how I do it.
I told the story. You were wrestling Keikoa for another promotion.
Correct.
And I told a story about how for your 16th birthday, you had it very rough. Your parents didn't rent out the hall. And
they
Brady
also
thought I was joking, but this is a true story.
Well, that's correct. This is a true story. But along with that, you know, they did the whole reveal. They brought me outside. They were like, oh, your surprise is outside. I go outside. And my father bought me the wrong color car. I was so upset. Can you believe that?
The wrong color car.
I wanted a silver car. He got me a red car. Who buys a red Mercedes anyway?
So what did you do with it?
Oh, I kept it. Did what every responsible teenager does. I crashed that thing. That thing was a terrible car. My father is still not happy to this day about that. But, you know, that's a little peek into the backstory of Nathan Avery, all right? I'm not all perfect in the background. But when I do come out here and step in this ring, I'm pretty perfect.
Will.
Oh yeah, I'm a little checkered, but other than that, I'm pretty perfect.
So finally, you get to take care of David Starr. You're going to start winning.
Yes, course.
Winning streak starts.
Yeah.
Here tonight.
Tonight.
Every
winning
turn of the
sideshow. Of course. And like I said, if Alexander James has anything negative to say about anything, I don't care if I win the match, and I'm so excited about winning this match. And Alexander James has anything to say about it, he's done. He's gone.
So if he says anything at all to you tonight.
Oh, anything negative. Yeah. Anything negative. Or if,
positive,
or if I take it as being a negative thing, no questions asked. I'm done with him.
Now, what do you mean by, I mean, you're going to just give him a...
No. I don't need to hit him. I don't need the violence to go into between me and Alexander James. No. Wow.
Pretty loud.
Yo! We're doing interviews here! Facts! People are so rude! So rude! What are we doing?
We're doing a 5-second pose.
Oh, we're taking pictures on the radio so people can see what we look like.
Exactly.
All right.
So, Nathan, the winning streak starts tonight.
Yes.
Thank you for taking time out of your training regimen.
Of course. For you, Dean, always. If Brady was here, I don't know about that, but for you, Dean, always.
Brady. I don't know what Loudy is doing.
Loudy can do whatever he wants.
He's taking measurements.
This
isn't a good thing.
I think he's going to build you a better table.
Not a good thing, but I'm going to play out Gear Up by the Mystery Men.
All right.
And thank you so much.
I don't know who they are, but do it.
You will.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
right, we are back, and I am joined by the man in his first ever main event. Yes! Can't wait! Now, before we get into all that, I'm with Anthony Graves. I got to get that out, too. Now, Anthony, we've spoken on a few occasions. We've definitely talked about things.
So my favorite interviews is done by you, by the way.
Thank you.
Just want to throw that out there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Which one's one of your favorites?
It has to be the last one we did for Force One, talking about the good time.
Force One, that was a really good, I like the retrospective.
Yes, it was good, and then we found out that Force One's not dead yet. It's going to be coming back.
Hopefully. Apparently,
that's what Johnny Calzone said.
We're going to find out, though.
Only time can tell on that.
Now, Anthony Graves, tonight, you were in the main event of the return of the Sideshow.
I just can't wait to get my hands on Chainsaw Joe Gacy.
You're taking the words out of my mouth. How does that feel, though, getting... My first question. Getting the main event spot number one. How's that feel?
Well, a couple months ago, whoever runs the Sideshow Pro Facebook page, when they said that it's going to be me versus Chainsaw Joe Gacy, the only thing I could think of is, man, what an opportunity to actually main event a show that deals with nothing but freaks. I could consider myself a freak, and having me being on the main event for this show, Sideshow Pro Wrestling, all I can think of is, man, I can't wait to get my hands on Joe Gacy and fight his brains.
So you're after the brains.
I'm after the brains tonight.
Now, I heard a rumor there's not much there to get. So you might not be happy. You might not have a full meal.
Yeah, well, regardless, just getting my hands on him and pinning him, finally getting my hands on him, because he's been dodging and ducking me since October, the last time we had a Sideshow Pro show. I tried chasing
him
out of the building. And then the last time when I was in this building here at the Proving Ground for On Point Wrestling, dodged me again. So it's just me not getting my hands on him.
Well,
it's just building
up
the fury.
At that point, you did take it out on Nathan Avery, and you pinned Nathan Avery.
I did, but it wasn't that bittersweet victory that I would have against Chainsaw Joe Gacy.
So is this going to be like a ruthless aggression? You're going in there, you finally have... I mean, are you going to be able to keep it all in check against Joe Gacy, or is this just...
All I can say is I'm going to try my best to try not to get myself disqualified in this match. That's all I can say right now. Because when I see Joe Gacy, all I see is red. Blood red like brains.
Like brains. Now, of course, at the last Sideshow show, you took on the debuting Xavier Cross, but and you won.
Yes.
Quite easily.
Very.
But as the night closed, the Runaways reunited, it seemed. Monster Squad, I'm not sure what the hell's going on anymore.
Well, with the Monster Squad...
Are you still talking to Dahmer?
I still talk to Dahmer every now and then.
He lives right down the road.
He does. I talk to him every now and then. Couldn't make it tonight. But my major problem is, I think I heard Slater will be here tonight. So right now, it's a 2-on-1 situation. But the way that my record's been going on so far here at Sideshow Pro, it's not going to be much worry because I've been undefeated here. No one has yet to pin me here.
But then again, you haven't taken on someone like the Chainsaw Joe Gacy.
That is true. So it's going to be a fight tonight.
Now, any last words before you get in there? Like, have you written a letter to Joe Gacy's family? Because it sounds like you're really...
No, there has been no letters written. The only way they're going to know is by the police. Maybe. Don't know. I'm just really excited right now. Like, just knowing that I'm facing Joe Gacy tonight. I'm just thinking about punching him in the face. It's just getting my blood boiled.
My blood's boiling, sitting right next to you now. Thank you for coming on.
No, thank you for having me on.
I'm going to play out a song by Rekindle, and we'll be back after this.
Are you ready for what's in store? It won't bore you one more. They're all
We are back, and I am here with Cluck Norris and Bink Bottom Trouser, of course, the ring announcer. Because when I was thinking to myself, who the hell can understand what the hell Cluck Norris has to say? It has to be Bink Bottom Trouser. So, Cluck, I have a question for you. You're going to be in another Funway Fourhouse. Now, last time we saw you, you were in there with Timber Lee, Matt Tremont, and Alex Stallone. How do you feel about getting back in there tonight? Bing?
He said he is very excited for the return of Sideshow Pro tonight, and that he is back in another Funhouse four-way tonight, but he hopes no one plucks his feathers.
Okay, so now, Cluck, tonight. Plus, we're having a few technical difficulties right now. I apologize. But tonight, you're back in the Funway Fourhouse. That has made you. The returning Eric C. Jones, Kimberly yet again, Cluck Norris, and Xerox, the door-to-door luchador. Now, are you friends with Xerox?
He said, yes, he is friends with Xerox most of the time, but his sales pitch does tend to get old. He doesn't want to buy any of his paper.
Wait, what did he just add?
He agreed. He said yes.
Oh, okay. Now, getting in there with a guy like Eric C. Jones, Kimberly. Now, Kimberly, now, she's, for a chicken such as yourself, I mean, quite a handful to look at.
He did say she is the hottest hen in the hen house, and he would like her to lay his eggs. And she has very nice tail feathers.
Oh yeah, I've seen those tail feathers on occasion in other promotions.
She also kicks really hard.
I got you. So, what is your strategy for getting in there tonight? I mean, what exactly? I mean, how do you prepare for a Funway Fourhouse? Fourhouse? I don't know what the hell.
Funway Funhouse.
Thank you.
So he said he's been training at Old McDonald's Dojo for a while. He's been hitting the bags, doing some kicks. There was some choking involved. I don't even want to get into that.
I don't either.
So, but he's been training very hard, and he's really hoping Eric C. Jones doesn't molest him. Little spine that guy.
Now, this is really interesting. I've never talked to a chicken man before. Now, do you find life hard out there on the streets? Finding acceptance?
He said, yes, it's very hard. People make fun of him when he's out busting and wonder, which they're always asking the question, so who's the chicken, your mom or your dad? So. But he said he does. Some girls find him very attractive. They like his feathers. They like to ruffle those feathers in his head. And see, it turns him on. He does. The girls do like him, but it's very tough being a man chicken man, whatever he would rather. And he is very enthralled by my beard.
Now, if you could say anything to the people out there that have trouble accepting chicken men for who they are, what would you have to say to them?
He said he thinks everyone should accept everybody, including chicken men. Why can't we all be friends and eat more burgers?
Now, Bank, we are also joined by, I think Xerox says your last translation wasn't that good.
Xerox said that I did translate that wrong, that it was actually He said, I am wrong again. I need to learn the proper derp and cluck. This is very confusing because I am getting both languages mixed in right now.
Derp, derp, derp. Clark, clark, derp.
Clark, clark, derp. Clark, clark, derp. My head hurts.
So does mine. We'll be right back after this. Was saying off air. That is like the longest outro to a song. I ever heard. Now, of course, it's the return to the sideshow. I am with my good friend Ryan.
See?
And
to be back.
Yeah, you haven't been here in like a year. It's been quite.
And I have to tell you, I was listening in a few minutes ago, just kind of in the background. That was the most well-spoken chicken I've ever heard in my entire life.
More well-spoken than I ever thought was possible.
I think, you know, he might even be more well-spoken than, like, I don't know, Fredo Majors. I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, yeah. I think that's a good point to,
I do have something important to say, though.
What?
But I still don't give a fuck. I'm sorry. I don't.
Who does give a fuck, point?
I don't know.
I don't. But tonight, 10:30 Delcy Drive, the return of the sideshow.
I'm so excited. I can't wait for 7:30 to get here.
$12 tickets. $7.30
bill. It's reasonable, too, for a wrestling show.
It really is, especially with, I mean, you have DJ Hyde, you have the debut of Super Pogo. You know what? I did want to get highly entertaining wrestlers on, but we're going to have to wrap up. We're against the clock here. So,
hold your horses, Dean Dixon. We're here.
I cannot believe that you were not going to make time for the most highly entertaining wrestlers on this show.
Does this happen a lot, Dean?
It does happen frequently, yeah.
Here's the deal, all you Sideshow Pro fans. This just in. Drew Blood had a wedding to go to this evening and will not be here this night. However, I've gone out and I've painted the town and finding all these talented guys and I couldn't find anyone. So I found the guy that's stirring up all this attention. And tonight, filling in for Drew Blood will be Oz.
Oz, really?
Really?
This is a big, big story. So is Oz anywhere around? Can you grab him?
Oz, would you like to say a few words for me?
What's up, everybody, tonight?
Thank you, Oz. It's wonderful for you to be here tonight. On another important note,
the royal
baby was born. And we are all here celebrating tonight. And I was talking to the prince earlier, and we were talking, and he was like, I was going to name it after you, but apparently there's some family legacy they have to name the baby after, and it was just Xavier didn't quite fit into their plans. But so happy. I was over celebrating all week long with him. Great, great for England, and you Americans are happy too.
I, for one, am very excited.
I was bored by the whole thing, quite frankly.
Just because Drew's not here does not mean we are.
Where is Drew?
Drew's at a wedding. I explained that earlier, Dean. He is. He's at a wedding.
Drew's the only one I like out of you guys.
Well, you know what, Dean?
I like all of them. I mean,
your honesty is your own fault. So you got Slim Burgundy here. Slim.
Or Ryan. What are the others?
Well,
yeah, whatever works for the occasion.
You want to call him Ryan?
Well,
that's fine.
Cat's out of the bag. Oh well.
Hey.
Cat's out of the bag.
Not that anybody actually had any, you know, qualms about it.
They probably didn't know who Ryan was.
You go along with your joke, that's a big bag. Ha ha.
Oh.
But the truth is, here's the reality, Dean. Today is Saturday.
It's Saturday.
It's a beautiful day out.
Debatable.
I've already eaten.
What'd you have?
I had caviar.
That's awesome.
Well, you know, I wasn't on a big
caviar
stomach.
Caviar is
filling for us to come, you know. The reality is, Drew's not here. Xavier is. He said it's a baby that was born in England, and we've interrupted you once again, wherever you decide not to put us on your show.
I tried.
But
I do have Drew coming on pretty soon.
I leave you with this. Sticks and stones may break our bones, but names will never hurt us. Don't let it ever fade away. Bye.
Style.
They are some stylish men, though, Dean. I mean, they are very stylish.
They are stylish. They are highly. They're fabulous. Quite frankly,
I have to. I'm very excited for Oz to see Oz here. I've actually taken the time myself to even scout. You know, Loudy happened to beat me to the punch of signing Oz.
Really? I didn't know that.
He did beat me to the punch.
I didn't know that. One more time, I'm gonna play the Beaverbrook Motors.
Beaverbrook Motors is located in Runnymede, New Jersey. They offer fast and reliable towing, as well as emergency road services. In addition, Beaverbrook Motors offers a full-service collision center. Beaverbrook Motors is conveniently located at 1253 North Black Horse Pike in Runnymede, New Jersey, 08078. For more information, call 856-931-8882 or check out beaverbrookmotors.com.
All right, so get down here at 10:30 Delcy Drive. Building 4W in Deptford Township, New Jersey. Tickets $12. Doors open at 7. 7:30 bell. Slim, what do you got to say?
So reasonable. So cheap. I mean, it's great action. Sideshow Pro. These are men and women who bust their butts, put their heart and soul into this, and they just want to put on the best show possible to fans.
I'm just
support
excited.
Independent wrestling.
I'm just excited they're back.
I'm excited, too. It's been how many months now since October? For some
10
fat,
months?
It was some fat dope injured his ankle at the last show.
Yeah, I don't know what was all about that.
I don't
that.
Know. I heard something about rumors about that.
But we'll talk to you on Wednesday. Wednesday, of course, we have Rory Little Mondo and Cheesy and the Crackers. So
I might have to call in on Wednesday. That's when, you know, get my time in the sun.
You never know.
Yeah, never know.
But we'll see you on Wednesday.
Hell in a Cell Talk Radio is recorded before a live studio audience.
Just looking out of the window.